Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
The wildfires in Oklahoma were devastating to many rural families. One family affected was a firefighter himself. His PharmaSure policy paid quickly, just like his agent promised. You see, his dad was his agent and knew the highly rated company would pay. PharmaSure is trusted by agents when they sell a policy to their own family. And isn't that the best testament? PharmaSure. To locate an agent near you, go to PharmaSure.com. Join the thousands who already have.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And Tom, we're going to start with a look at the livestock. And things started off this morning kind of similar, but a bit of a turnaround as the live cattle futures actually end with a positive day today, and a pretty nice day, as a matter of fact.
Exactly right, Dave. We did see a positive close of results for live cattle. Feeder cattle did not close positive, but they did come well off the lows that they saw earlier today. And we saw cash this week in our feed yards, mostly 163 to 164. Choice box beef midday, 67 higher. Selects up 272. Total movement, 29 loads. And we saw on the close today, December cattle, 225 higher. February up $1.90. Jan feeders down $1.02. March feeders down 82 cents. And Feb lean hogs, 25 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment. As stewards of the industry, P&K Equipment supports those who work the land. With great deals on John Deere tractors and hay tools, when you purchase an eligible utility tractor or baler or mower conditioner, you can get $1,000 off your total purchase. And the best part is, this offer can be stacked for extra savings. So hurry into P&K or visit us at pkequipment.com. It's our way of saying thanks to you. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/30/15, subject to approved credit with John Deere Financial. Other incentives may be available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details. Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures. Corn futures and soybeans had a nice day today. The wheat futures in Chicago, Kansas City, struggled a little bit, kind of up and down today.
Yes, they did struggle, Dave, and that's after finding out we do have officially now news out of Russia. They have placed a tariff on wheat exports out of their country at least $43 a metric ton. Now, this starts after February 1. It's not all that terrible news, really, but it kind of puts it into the rumor factors out there. Trading was mostly higher today for the grain and the soy contracts, as was the close. Soybeans had the biggest gains today, despite the lack of fresh news, especially price bullish news. On the close, March KC wheat up a quarter of a penny, July KC up three quarters of a penny, March Chicago wheat down three quarters of a penny, March corn was 7 cents higher, July corn up 6 3/4, January and March soybeans both closed 18 3/4 higher, and March cotton down 15 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Use 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today and look forward to another visit here very, very soon. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.